Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Russia is coming under sharp criticism today at a security conference in Munich. Secretary of State John Kerry helped lead accusations that Moscow's use of so-called dumb bombs in Syria is killing civilians. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with Kerry and reports his tough words come after he negotiated with Russia this week on a new plan for Syria.
Kerry calls this a key moment, saying the decisions made this week can either end the war in Syria or open the door to an even wider conflict. He says Russia hasn't learned the lessons of the past 5 years if it thinks its military advances in Syria can help Bashar al-Assad's regime win.
The Syrians who have rejected Assad have endured 4 years of shelling, chemical attacks, torture, and they may be pushed back here or there, but they are not going to surrender.
The plan he worked out with Russia and other key stakeholders in Syria calls for a cessation of hostilities in a week and urgent aid deliveries in hopes that will jumpstart peace talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Munich.
A pro-government newspaper in Turkey quotes the country's prime minister saying Turkey and Saudi Arabia may launch a ground offensive against ISIS in Syria. He also says Saudi Arabia is sending warplanes to a Turkish airbase. Brazil is carrying out a massive campaign to raise awareness about the Zika virus and the mosquitoes that carry it. From Rio de Janeiro, the BBC's Wira Davis reports the deployment comes as Brazilian officials confirm a spike in the number of cases of microcephaly, a malformation of the head and brain suspected of being linked to Zika.
With the number of confirmed microcephaly cases in Brazil increasing every week, the government is pulling out all the stops to control Aedes aegypti, the mosquito which carries and transmits the Zika virus. 200,000 troops and thousands of public employees will be on the streets of towns and cities across Brazil this weekend, handing out leaflets and advising people about the dangers of Zika.
The BBC's Wira Davis. The now smaller group of Republican presidential candidates will meet on a stage tonight in Greenville, South Carolina, a week before the state's GOP primary. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
All six remaining Republican presidential hopefuls have qualified for the CBS debate. The criteria was based on performance in national polls and the results of the Iowa caucuses and New Hampshire primary. The field narrowed by several candidates following those first two nominating contests. The lineup includes Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, Ben Carson, and John Kasich. Trump is ahead in the polls. The other candidates are trying to make a strong enough showing to come out of the South Carolina primary on February 20th with momentum. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
This is NPR. The long decline in oil prices reversed itself Friday. NPR's Jeff Brady reports crude prices jumped about 12% on word that one OPEC member might be willing to cut production.
Crude oil prices have dropped more than 75% since the summer of 2014. At around $30 a barrel, U.S. oil companies have been cutting costs, laying off employees, and in some cases declaring bankruptcy. The main reason prices are down, there's lots of oil sloshing around the globe right now. Production has increased a lot faster than demand. After a report that the energy minister for the United Arab Emirates said his country would be willing to cooperate with a production cut, the price of oil started rising. Even in increase of more than $3 a barrel likely won't have much effect on gas prices. The current national average for regular is $1.70 a gallon, the lowest it's been in more than 7 years. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The U.S. and Cuba are due to finalize an agreement next week to restart commercial flights. Regularly scheduled commercial flights between the countries ended about 5 decades ago. Under the deal, American carriers will be able to offer 20 flights daily to Havana and 10 to other Cuban cities beginning this fall. Pope Francis is beginning his visit to Mexico. He rode past cheering crowds in the Popemobile today before speaking to Mexican political and foreign ambassadors at the National Palace. Yesterday, the Pope stopped in Cuba, where he paid a historic visit to the head of the Russian Orthodox Church. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.